Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so thankful that you've joined me for today's podcast. I'm also grateful for those that make this podcast possible. Our monthly sponsors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Terry Schreiner, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Claire Nilms, and Mary Cockflesh. We now have listeners from 23 different countries. If you want to give and love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Also, check out my new website for more information at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. And if you enjoy these messages, please leave me a comment and like the podcast, as I love hearing from my listeners. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice the lesson.
Well, season's greetings to each and every one of you, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering. And I want to jump into our short little podcast today that's titled Christmas Redemption and Other Gifts. I had the opportunity not too long ago to go and see my two children that live in Houston, Texas. And both of my kids there, Mallory and Price, have both had new babies this year. And these precious new additions to our family have been just some of the bright spots of the pandemic year. And I was holding both of them in front of the Christmas tree. And one of them was born, well, let's see, Griffin was born in July. Griffin David Maxwell was born in July of this year. And in September, we welcomed Trip Robert Williams to the family. And so as I'm holding just an armful of love and joy and just adorable babies, as I'm holding them in front of the Christmas tree and just looking at both of them, my heart was just overwhelmed just with gratitude and just love for these babies. And they're both smiling and looking up. And it just reminded me of the redemption that God gives us through Jesus. And it reminded me of the redemption that he gave our family for this crazy year called 2020. You know, redemption means to compensate for the bad aspects of something, to free us from what distresses us or harms us. And I have seen God redeem so many things in my life. He has brought beauty out of the loss of loved ones. He's brought beauty out of financial problems that I've faced, remodeling situations. Oh my goodness, I went from one thing to the next and dealing with contractors, and we had had a flood in our home last year and remodeling and all of those things. As difficult as they were, God brought redemption because that's who he is. He is a God of redemption. And in every setback, in every strained relationship, I have seen him redeem in time my situation. And I love redemption. Sometimes it gets weary. I get weary waiting for the redemption. I'm not going to lie. But as I've learned to just worship the God who redeems all things and makes a way for us in difficulty, there's just a gratitude that is in my heart. And so I want to encourage you this holiday season, if there's a prayer that God hasn't answered, or you look at a situation and say, man, I don't see how I've gotten the better of this situation, or how God's compensated for the bad aspects of it. Number one, ask God to show you and open your eyes and help him to see your situation as he sees it. But number two, go to him and ask him, Lord, your word says you're a God of redemption. So I'm asking you to redeem this situation. I'm asking you to redeem this relationship. I'm asking you to free me from, you know, this distress. And I promise you he'll do it. Partner with him in that. The other day I was reading a passage in the book of Luke. And I came across just a part that really stood out to me. John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, prophesied about the birth of Jesus and how he was sent to redeem things. And Luke gives us just a great description, too, of the other gifts God gives us in the gift of Jesus. So I'm going to read this to you. And I think you're going to enjoy it. It starts out and it says, "Praise be to the exalted Lord God of Israel, for he has seen us through his eyes of grace, and he comes to us as a Hebrew, God, to set us free. He appears to us as a mighty Savior, a trumpet of redemption from the house of David, his servant, just as he promised long ago by the words of his holy prophets. They prophesied that he would come one day and save us from every one of our enemies and from the power of those who hate us. Now he has shown us the mercy promised to our ancestors, and he has remembered his holy covenant. He has rescued us from the power of our enemies. He fulfills the sacred oath he made with our father Abraham. Now we can boldly worship God with holy lives, living in purity as priests and in his presence every day." Wow. You know, this was from the Passion Translation. Let me just state that. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this from the NIV version also. But in this passage, we see that Jesus has promised, Jesus came and was a promise of redemption. He was a promise of eternal life or salvation. And he promises freedom from our enemies. He also provides mercy, committed relationship with us, and freedom from fear. You know, as it says in the NIV version, it says he's raised up a horn of salvation for us. And when you go back and study that word, the word horn means strong king, everlasting, strong. And it just reminded me how God is in sending Jesus. He raised up a strong king, the most powerful one, and provides salvation for us. You know, I accepted Christ, invited Jesus into my heart, asked him to forgive me of my sins when I was a little girl. I was 10 years old. And that began the most fabulous, wonderful relationship in my life, because from that point on, I've had someone to help me, somebody to lean on. And let me just encourage you, if you've never accepted Jesus, this is the right time. And it can be a simple prayer of, "Lord, I know I need a Savior. And God, I realize I've sinned, I've messed up in life, and I ask you to forgive me, and I ask you and invite you into my heart." That God has made salvation so simple. We give our heart to the Lord and we invite him in, and then we partner with him to help us through, and we read his word to learn more about him. And so I'm so grateful for the gift of salvation that has come to us. And you know, this passage goes on to say, that he gives us salvation from our enemies. And what this means is, you know, an enemy is not just somebody standing there with a gun pointed at you. An enemy can be anything in our lives. God helps us overcome our challenges, and his provision is available when anything comes against us. An enemy, to me, is anything that comes against you. It can be people. It can be illness. It can be problems at work or difficult people or financial problems. All of these can be enemies in our lives. And as Christians, we have help available when we need it and a better way to handle our adversity. You know, your prayer, or I tell you what, one of my favorite prayers, it's real short and sweet. It's "Jesus, fix it." And I love that prayer. Whatever it is I'm trying to figure out, or whatever is delaying me or is a problem, sometimes my simple prayer is just, "Jesus, fix it." He promises to save us from our enemies. And you know, it says in John 10:10, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, 'I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly, life to the full. And that is part of why he came. Satan, you know, has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus has come for us to have life, and not just survival life, but life to the full. And so I'm just so grateful. And it goes on in this passage to say that Jesus came to show us mercy. You know, mercy is giving us blessings, is giving us what we don't deserve. It's giving us kindness. It's the kindness of the Lord. And, you know, mercy is, I think, one of the greatest examples I can think of mercy, because I have experienced it through confessions, is when I have been speeding and get pulled over and the officer comes up and says, "Can I see your driver's license?" and says, "Do you know you were speeding?" And I always fess up, "Yes, I was." And they write me a warning. That is mercy. I'm getting what I don't deserve. Technically, I might have broken the law by going over the speed limit a little bit. But I've been shown mercy in that aspect. And that's what God does to us. I've made my share of mistakes and had adversity, but I've also received so much mercy and so many blessings in my life. Sometimes I don't always see them, but I do ask God to show me. And just like my two grandsons that I was holding right in front of the Christmas tree, I've got pictures of them on my website, so you'll have to, you can go to KathleenMaxwellRamby.com and see those. But I've received so many blessings and so much mercy, even in the midst of all the things that I've gone through in my life. Let's see. So moving on in this, he goes on to say that he remembers his holy covenant. When we're in holy covenant with the Lord, when we have a relationship with him, we are promised that God will never leave us or forsake us. And that's who he is. And I love that passage in the Bible of how Jesus promises, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Now, there were times I have felt like I have been left or forsaken or forgotten by God, because maybe things have taken a long time. Prayers have taken a while to get answered, or they haven't turned out the way I've wanted. But I can also tell you that I can't tell you now, the longer I've walked with the Lord, as I've turned my heart to the Lord in those dark, dark hours, how God has been with me. I've seen him walk me out of situations. And so I encourage you, wherever you are, to be encouraged that you're not alone this holiday season. With the pandemic, I know a lot of us can't go be with family, can't see our friends, can't do some of the things we normally like to do. And it's easy to get that poor pitiful me attitude. But Jesus is that one constant faithful friend that's always with us. And that's part of what was promised in this passage that we're reading in Luke 1, 60 and 67 through 74. He goes on to say, and it talks again in verse 74, that Jesus has come to rescue us from the hand of our enemies. I think it's interesting that God says this twice. And I love that, because for me, it's a promise that there are going to be solutions to problems when we seek him. There are going to be solutions when we look to him to help us navigate. My husband and I are trying to figure out some things in our business right now, in the business that he works at, and what's best for us. And I can tell you, however this thing is going to shake out, there's a confidence and a rest that I can have that God is right there with us, and he's showing us, because we've sought him, we've prayed together, we've prayed, and we've not tried to hold on too tightly, but just give it to the Lord and say, "God, protect us and give us what's best and show us how to navigate this season." Such a powerful promise that the Lord helps us, whether it's financial problems or difficult people or illness. All of these can be our enemies and can be difficult. 2020 has given us so many opportunities to walk in fear. And in Luke 1:74, it tells us that Jesus came not only to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, but it also says to enable us to serve him without fear. Wow, that is so powerful. We've had so many opportunities to walk in fear this year, with the pandemic, with the financial crisis, with just many things that have shifted in our world, the political climate here in America. We have had a lot of reason to walk in fear, but Jesus, that's not his heart for us. Fear and peace are always a choice, and you and I get to choose which one we're going to walk with. And I'm going to say that again. It's not in the heart of God for us to walk in fear. It says we can serve him without fear. It's what it says in the NIV and in the Passion Translation. It says we can boldly worship him with holy lives because we've been forgiven and be in his presence every day. We don't have to fear, and we don't have to fear what is even ahead for this upcoming year. I've recorded a number of podcasts on walking in peace, on opening the gift of peace during the holidays, on freedom from fear. And so if that's something you're struggling with, I'd encourage you to check those out. You know, to wrap things up, I am so grateful for the two little boys, the two little lives that we have that arrived in the middle of a dark time in our history. And I look forward with expectancy on how they're going to impact the world. My kids are raising those boys in Christian homes, and I know that their lives are going to be invested in, and they certainly have this grandmother that's going to be pouring into their lives and praying for them. And it just reminded me, too, of how Jesus arrived at a dark time in our world, but he brought hope. He brought redemption. He brought salvation. He brought freedom from our enemies and freedom from fear. And so I just want to challenge you to walk into 2021 holding close to your hearts all the gifts that Jesus provides and gives to us. And open these gifts. Use them in your everyday life. That is what God wants us to do. It's not just read a scripture, memorize a scripture, but to use them, to partner with him throughout our day and make him a part of our lives. He loves you and he loves me so very much. And I just wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year as we close. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for each listener around the world. I thank you for your great love, all the gifts that you provide for us in Jesus. I thank you that you provide redemption, you provide salvation, you provide freedom from our enemies and from fear. And I thank you, Lord, that as we walk into the year that is ahead, we can do that with confidence because we know that you're right beside us. So I ask that you bless each listener. Give us wisdom to know you more, to draw closer to you. I ask that you just pour out your abundant favor upon their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for joining me. Check out some of the other podcasts, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.